you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. It just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hey, everyone. This is Jodie Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Katie Lambert.
And I'm Sarah Dowdy. And Katie and I were doing some research for another podcast recently, and we were talking about the Grand Tour, that great trek around Europe that people have been making for so long. And I went on a condensed version of the Grand Tour myself because, you know, we have cheap airlines now and fast trains and not just boats and horses or whatever people used to take to get around Europe.
Well, and you showed me your pictures.
I did.
And, of course, I have not been, so if you have any disposable income, send it my way. But I saw St. Paul's Cathedral.
I started off in London. And, of course, you see a lot of old monuments and really great things. But one of the things that really impressed me about St. Paul's Cathedral in London was that it's got all this old historical significance, but it also has a really modern significance to it.
So we'll go back to the beginning. It was a very important place in general. The Roman Temple to Diana may have been on this exact site.
And there were a lot of iterations of St. Paul's, most of which burned at some point. We don't even need to go over all of them. There were so many. Most burned. One was sacked by Vikings. One was struck by lightning. Cromwellian cavalry troops camped out in one and messed it up so bad that was about it. And then the old St. Paul's, as it's known, was burned by the Great London Fire.
Right, in the late 1600s. And Christopher Wren had been hired to make some renovations, but then it burnt down completely. So he had the wonderful opportunity of building from scratch. And he came up with three different designs, two of which the board rejected, and he was heartbroken. And the third one may not have even been
third
exactly what
design.
He wanted. Yeah. It definitely was his third choice, but he made some embellishments on what was actually built.
And this design, of course, is a famous part of the London skyline now, probably the symbol of it, if you don't count the gherkin or the London Eye Ferris wheel.
Which I don't.
No, let's not count. Let's not count those. But it's known for its enormous dome. And the dome itself is actually really cool. You can go up in it, and there's whispering gallery where
I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's I was visiting by myself, so I didn't get to test this out. But if you whisper near one side of the dome, somebody on the complete other side of it can hear you.
We'll have to go back.
A little acoustical trick.
I had heard of it because it was the wedding site of Charles and Diana, and which was really unusual because normally they do that sort of thing at Westminster Abbey.
Yeah. It's usually, St. Paul's is usually the site of state occasions instead of royalty occasions. And there are a lot of famous dead folks buried there, including Lord Nelson.
And the funeral for Churchill was there, I think.
Mm-hmm. But despite all this, St. Paul's is best known as being a symbol of hope for London during the Blitz.
And I hadn't known anything about this until you started telling me. So I think this stuff is pretty cool. We should give you some background on the Blitz first. In July of 1940, Hitler turns his eye toward Great Britain because France has been conquered and this is the next place he'd like to take as his own.
But he knows he can't just make an amphibious invasion on the great naval power Britain. So he decides to bombard the country by air first.
The Luftwaffe, which is the German Air Force, has no systematic plan about doing this. But the British are prepared and they are organized, so it's not going to be as easy as Hitler had hoped.
Yeah, the British send the children of London and other cities out to the country, which I knew about from Narnia.
Yeah.
When I was little. That's why they end up in the country and find the wardrobe. And the people of London take shelter in the tube stations, and some people actually even move in because they're tired of going back and forth. But London is bombarded over, starting in the summer of 1940, and the Blitz happens in the winter of 1940 to 41. Just constant assault by bombs and firebombs, and much of the city burns, and the intensity of it all really picks up in September of 1940 when the British actually retaliate by launching an unexpected bombing raid on Berlin. And Hitler is so angered by this that he shifts to attacking the cities instead of focusing more on military installations.
Right. So now we're right on the city of London and the civilians and all of the buildings. And lots of buildings were damaged during the Blitz, including the British Museum and Westminster Abbey and the House of Commons, which is almost completely destroyed.
Even Buckingham Palace is at one point hit. So the city of London is, all the monuments are taking heavy fire.
But there's one that turns into a symbol of hope for all of the British people, and that is St. Paul's Cathedral. And it's because of a group called St. Paul's Watch.
Yeah, Winston Churchill actually declares that at all costs, St. Paul's must be saved. And it's just this symbol of resistance. And St. Paul's Watch is a group of 200 volunteers. Most of them are from the Royal Institute of British Architects, and they're familiar with the blueprints and the plans of St. Paul's. They know their way around it. And working with the city's firefighters, they guard the cathedral at night, obviously not sheltered from the bombs. We've mentioned that people get into the tube stations or leave town, so right. It's a dangerous place to be. And just sit up all night watching the cathedral and running in when a firebomb hits to put it out with water or sandbags.
It was incredibly dangerous. And it's just so cool to get that mental image of these people staying up all night to guard this building that had become a symbol for a whole group of people against Hitler.
One of them later wrote, 8 solid hours fighting to save St. Paul's. We put out every sort of fire, but couldn't cope with the terrific HE, high explosive, crashes. It rocked so much once we were sure it was over. There were a few direct hits. Obviously, you could stop a little fire, but you can't stop a bomb from destroying part of the building.
The high altar was destroyed by a bomb in October 1940, and another bomb fell in the North Aisle in April 1941 and damaged the crypt. But the big one was in September 1940, a 2,200-pound bomb that didn't detonate but landed right on the front steps.
And this is actually dug up and transported. I'm imagining what a terrifying job that would be. It's dug up and transported to Hackney Marshes, where when it is detonated, it leaves a 100-foot crater.
So that would have been the end of St. Paul's.
Apparently these unexploded bombs were also a part of London. I saw this picture of a policeman escorting a mother and two little girls past a sign that says danger, unexploded bombs. And everyone looks so cheery and happy except one little girl who must have like just learned how to read or something. And she's kind of looking at the sign like, oh my gosh. But why the cathedral is so indelibly recorded in our minds is because of a single photograph. On December 29th, 1940, which is actually the same night that the American news correspondent Edward R. Murrow broadcast that St. Paul's was burning and destroyed, which it wasn't, was the same night that photographer Herbert Mason took the picture of the cathedral, the famous dome, ringed in smoke of burning London.
And it was pretty much all you can see in the picture. Yeah. Everything just looks like death and destruction.
Charred buildings in the foreground, but it's just all smoke.
And then this absolutely beautiful dome rising above it.
And it was published 2 days later in the Daily Mail with the headline, "War's Greatest Picture, St. Paul Stands Unharmed in the Midst of the Burning City." And it made it through the rest of the Blitz thanks to the St. Paul's Watch and the firefighters. And I thought this was kind of a nice bookend to the whole thing. But by 1944, the cathedral bells were rung to celebrate the liberation of Paris. So it was worthwhile.
So thanks to those brave volunteers and architects, St. Paul's is still a huge tourist spot, as Sarah found out, and definitely a big part of the London skyline. And if you'd like to learn more about the American reaction to the Blitz, you can check out the article, "How the Office of Civilian Defense Works," at our homepage on www.howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com. And be sure to check out the Stuff You Missed in History Class blog on the howstuffworks.com homepage.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.